Tonight, we'll be talking with World Sound Healing Day producer Audrey Casilla about the World Sound Healing Day event coming up on Friday, February 14th from 7 until 9 p.m. at Grace Episcopal Church here in Cincinnati. Audrey Casilla, producer of World Sound Healing Day, is music director for the Center for Spiritual Living of Greater Cincinnati and leader of the kirtan group Makala. Audrey, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, Ron. I'm very excited to share this extraordinary event. Last year at Grace Church, it was just full wall-to-wall in this beautiful Gothic acoustic space, and everyone joined intention in their sound and with the musicians, and the vibe was incredible.
Could you tell us a little bit about the background of World Sound Healing Day?
Well, this is the 12th annual World Sound Healing Day. It was started by Jonathan Goldman in Boulder, Colorado, one of our sound healing pioneers, especially at this time, who believes joining intentional sound together as groups to balance the planet, the water, the consciousness, and heal is very important. So this event happens all over the world, and we are plugging in Cincinnati at 7 o'clock. But if you go to World Sound Healing Day, you can see all the different cities and countries around the world where people are putting on their own events and posting them, and it's just fabulous.
Audrey, what can attendees expect from the Cincinnati World Sound Healing Day?
We get you as our MC, who knows the musicians backwards and forwards. We have such a rich pool of world musicians and toners and sound healers. After a short welcome, you will be opening us up with your crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. And so after that, Reverend Frida Hughes will do a short chakra toning. Everyone will chant the different sounds that activate each of the energy centers in the body. And then we'll just roll from one musician to the next. And of course, the cornerstone of this event is 5 straight minutes of toning ah with intention of love and compassion for the planet. So everyone, there's no experience necessary. It's just a vibrational moment, and everybody joins that wave. That's really the true intention.
Well, Audrey, why don't you tell us, what is sound healing?
It's such an interesting question. You know, what isn't sound and what isn't vibration? It's just the essence. It's the in-between of everything in our lives. So I would say that because sound is in all of life, any kind of sound that's done with a specific intention from the heart, whether that's through an instrument or through the voice, and hopefully with a sense of transcendence with that instrument, something, a deep relationship with that instrument, a listener can enter parts of their being that maybe they wouldn't with the normal everyday sounds. So it's not just for the musician. Sound healing is for the communication between the musician and the person that has their openness receiving that. We're vibrationally connected at every moment.
Is there a difference between sound and music, per se?
It's very interesting because being a classical performer, and there's so many other venues of music, there seems to be two things, the intention of the musician and then the way that the audience is receiving that, which musician has absolutely no control over. That's what makes it so interesting. For me, sound healing is using the tones I'm making to be as transparent as I possibly can to connect to the hearts of the people that are there. Not that I didn't do that as a classical musician or a kirtan artist. I'm trying totally to connect to people's heart, but that is the full focus of what I'm doing. So I can only answer for myself because that's the beauty of sound healing. People bring their wave, they bring their uniqueness to that. And that's what I really love about World Sound Healing Day. We will see a lot of variation in that.
And it sounds like intention has a lot to do with sound healing.
Yeah, but you know, you could be hearing blues or you could be hearing Miles. Who's to say that their intention isn't like oneness with the planet? So that's a challenging question. It's a great question.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more about some of the artists that are going to be partaking in World Sound Healing Day?
Sure. I'll go to the end of the program. We've got quite a drumming entourage. which is also a really important part of the evening, with Balku Moses doing Nigerian drumming, teaming up with Bob Lake and John Rogers, who will probably play flute or sing. I'm not sure what he's going to do. And Daishan Woody on hand drum. So we will be ending the evening with some dancing and intense grounding after all of the etherealness that we'll experience. Some new additions this year are Vivian Hurley on gong, and proud to have Rob Dorsey with us, who learned Mongolian chanting and native chanting and will do some toning and percussion and lead us into the ah itself. We also have Charmian Redwood, a very gifted sound healer, leading us in a blessing with the crystal bowls. And some classics, we have Billy Larkin leading from the piano and vocals. And for my kirtan moment, my Sanskrit chant moment, I'll have Johnny Ruja on bansuri and various flutes, and Jenna Schroer on vocals, and Kabir Baki, who's 30 years of playing mridangam for chant. And, oh, of course, Janice Sunflower on native flutes. And a big favorite from last year, Roxana Imam on clarinet, will probably lead us on some kind of some solo raga that will just launch us into the ethers.
Just real quick, you mentioned that you lead a kirtan group, and you mentioned that it's Sanskrit chanting. You want to tell us just briefly what kirtan is?
Kirtan is devotional singing and usually chanting the sacred names. They and all of Sanskrit contains a vibrational wealth that's thousands of years old that we can tap into. And it's said that when you chant the names, their presence is fully there, is effulgent. So it's not denominational in the sense that, of course, in the Hindu faith or Sufi, that is part of their religious practice. But kirtan in the West is a fusion of the world music and the vibration of chant, and really is a great heart-opening meditation activity.
We want to thank you for coming by this evening, Audrey, and talking about World Sound Healing Day, taking place Friday, February 14th from 7 until 9 p.m. at Grace Episcopal Church, 5501 Hamilton Avenue in Cincinnati, up around the College Hill area. For more information about World Sound Healing Day Cincinnati, you can go to wvxu.org. We want to thank once again producer of World Sound Healing Day Cincinnati, Audrey Casilla, for joining us for Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.